You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. I got thinking about this, Seth, yesterday after we had the conversation about, hey, which rookie, Pena, Green, Stingley, would you buy stock in? Just in general, kind of thinking of how things have gone. And Pena is what made me think about it. I'm like, okay, well, wow, this replacement of Correa is going about as well as it could possibly go. Like, there is, whatever the best case scenario was for Jeremy Pena and the replacement of Carlos Correa, whatever that solution was going to be, this is better. Jeremy Pena has exceeded all expectations. That's nice. That's a stroke of luck that we needed to keep the Astros championship window open. And it got me thinking about the other two teams. Like, okay, the other two teams are the ones that that really need the work. You know, it's like we got three kids and one of them is in college and getting straight A's and the other two are really putting in the effort right now. But they're still bringing home D pluses and C minuses. But perhaps they're turning the corner here, the Rockets and the Texans. So Ben, run a little mood music underneath here. It got me thinking, okay, the rock bottom days for the Texans and the Rockets, to me, came within 6 days of each other. We'll get to the Rockets in a second, but I think the rock bottom for the Texans was probably the day that Deshaun Watson found out about Nick Caserio getting hired as the GM, and he went and tweeted late at night on the 6th of January, some things never change. And we hoped that it was nothing. We hoped it was just Deshaun being emo or talking about something else in the world, whatever it may be. It turns out,
yeah, somebody remember it for a little time. Somebody thought it was perhaps one of the shooting tragedies,
yes,
that had happened in that vicinity. Right? Yeah. But it turned out no, he was talking exactly about the Texans.
About the Texans, and within a couple days, we had heard that he wanted a trade. Within 3 weeks, David Culley was hired as the head coach, and Deshaun's camp went public. Yes, he wants a trade. Okay, so That was for a Texan fan, that's rock bottom. That's as bad as it got. David Culley turned out to be a disaster as a head coach. The franchise quarterback you'd been looking for 20 years wanted out. Since then, has the luck for the Texans changed? And I know they went 4-13 this past year, so I'm not here to say, well, everything changed and now they're 10-6. But as far as if we accept that both of these programs immediately went into rebuild mode the day that Watson and Harden both requested trades, has everything gone as right as could possibly go for a rebuild, for purposes of a rebuild? And I would submit this for the Texans, Seth. These are the things that have happened for the Texans where I feel like, okay, things are falling into place. Turns out Davis Mills can play a little bit. Drafted him in the third round. He might be your starting quarterback.
I think even people that don't think Davis Mills is the answer would have to concede that, okay, that stretch, that last five-game stretch of his was pretty good.
Yeah.
And there's more upside to him. I think a lot of people that were like anti-Davis Mills have to at least concede, all right, then maybe there's something there. Maybe I think he's a backup, but I didn't before. So that's gone well. Personally, I'm impressed by the potential upside of him.
Okay.
The fact that I'm full bore into, yeah, we got to give him a chance here. Like, yep. I think he's shown as much as any of those other rookie first-rounders in terms of showing an ability to play in the NFL.
I would take it a step further and say we learned that the whole 2021 rookie class can play. That's important. You know,
and for the Texans.
For the Texans, yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the quarterbacks still.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, for the thank you. I appreciate you pointing that out. Yes, I should have been. For the Texans 2021 rookie class. They stumbled into Lovie Smith. They didn't arrive there conventionally, but I think we feel like, hey, we've at least got a head coach. I would say this: we at least have a head coach that it seems like guys who have come in here bring up Lovie as a big reason why they chose to come here. The rookies that got drafted cite Lovie as a big reason why they're excited to be here. there are a lot of things that are being said about Lovie Smith that I don't think people would say with a straight face about David Culley in a million years.
You know, and the whole thing about all of that is there are a lot of items about Lovie that if you were to just be presented with him on paper, it would make you nervous as a fan. Okay, this is a third time retread here. Well, second time retread, but this is his third stint as an NFL head coach. People don't generally get excited about retreads. Even when they're like Bill Walsh types, people don't get excited about. Yeah. Or excuse me, Bill Parcells types. So there's that. There's the fact that, like, boy, it sure does seem like you're high in the opposite of one of your previous coaches. I'll ignore David Culley and just talk about Bill O'Brien. That's the big one. It feels like he's the opposite of Bill O'Brien in a lot of ways, in personality, in geographic origin. He's a defensive coach instead of an offensive coach. And sometimes that's not the best strategy, is to just go the opposite. And yet, because us fans have been through the ringer so much, all of those items we're willing to say, like, yeah, I could see why you'd be skeptical, but I don't care.
Right.
This feels like a normal head coach.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's probably more stumbling into a good PR move as it is, you know, him being the right football guy. The next thing, Seth, and we're going through things here that have gone right since rock bottom for the Texans. How are we feeling about the rebuild? They got the Deshaun Watson trade done. Something that a lot of people would come at us on the text page, something a lot of experts would say, Nick needs to pull the trigger on something. They just need to move on and get whatever they can get. He got three first-round picks and three other picks for Deshaun Watson, who held all the cards in the whole thing.
Casario was getting a lot of criticism from, you know, including from GMs, from other, you know, the anonymous executives and what have you. Yeah. He was getting a lot of criticism for not having struck while the iron was hot, or taking the best deal he could earlier on in the process. And to those people's credit, I've heard a lot of people come out and say, yeah, I was dead wrong about that. Casario knew exactly what he was doing. It was still a gamble. You know, it could have blown up in his face, perhaps, because you can never predict exactly how any legal situation is going to go. But he maneuvered through that, and it worked out very, very well.
He did. And now we move on from Deshaun, and now Cleveland is having to deal with all the uncertainty surrounding Deshaun's punishment. But I can only imagine what the stress level is right now in Cleveland over this investigation possibly coming to an end here soon.
Yeah. You listened to Cleveland radio a little bit, didn't you?
I did. I did earlier this week. I listened to some of their morning show on podcast. Well, that would have been something if I listened to it live while I'm doing our morning show.
We can do that with our Odyssey station up there. We could just patch it in.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Let's listen. Well, okay, I'm glad you mentioned that, because here's the thing. I know if this were here, that if this is where we were getting to with the Deshaun Watson situation,
yeah,
that would be the A story, and we would be consumed by it, all the different angles to it. It's hard to find a ton of them talking about Deshaun Watson during the shows, and I don't know if that's because it's just burying their head in the sand on it. You really have to go through the details on their podcast to find them even talking about the situation with Deshaun.
That's exactly what happened with us. I mean, I know a lot of people right now, anytime we talk about Deshaun Watson, people say, I can't believe you're still talking about this. And my reaction, honestly, is still talking about it. It really got to a point where we barely talked about it at all, because there was nothing to talk about, and it was just a waiting game. And you also don't want to misstep and end up being the guy that either convicted somebody before they were convicted, or called a victim a liar when she turned out to be telling the complete truth. You want to be very, very careful about all that stuff, and I think that's exactly where Cleveland is right now.
It's really interesting to listen. You're right. You were right about that, Seth. The other thing about listening in on Cleveland radio is that there's, when they do talk about it, you can tell that there's a lot of bargaining going on, like self-bargaining going on. And it's different for them than it was for us. They are now attached to Deshaun. You know, we were covering this story, but it was about a quarterback who wanted to get the hell out of here. They just gave him 5 years, $230 million. So they're having to treat the story with the idea that, okay, this guy might be our guy. He might be a little creepy, might be a lot creepy, and he might have to be our guy for the next 5 years. Boy, how do we straddle this fence here? And it's just interesting to listen to them kind of talk through it on the air. Look, they do a great job. The morning show up there is a really good morning show. But listening to, like, Ken Carman going, well, I wonder if Deshaun can maybe cut a deal with the league. as if it's the feds they're working with or something like that. You know, like like cut a deal. Well, like, what kind of deal? I don't know what they're asking him to do.
Yeah, it's a much more high profile version of the Roberto Osuna situation.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. So, but point of this segment is no longer our problem. Other reasons why things may have turned the corner here. And we'll get to the Rockets after headlines. We'll do that because we're going through the Rockets and the Astros here. Trying to examine here, have we turned the corner in terms of just the luck that we are experiencing with these teams, at least in terms of the rebuild? The 2022 draft, Seth, seems to have gone very well for this team. At least perceptually, it's a draft that made a lot of sense. It attacked a lot of areas. They got some pretty good players. Did they reach on some guys compared to what the consensus was on them? Yes, they did. But at least if they're reaching on guys, they're not reaching on guys from Southwest Savannah State. Like, if you're going to reach on guys, reach on wide receivers from Alabama. If you're going to reach on guys, reach on running backs from Florida. If you're going to reach on guys, reach on offensive linemen from Texas A&M. Like, I'm cool with reaching on SEC players.
I guess my devil's advocate argument there would be, like, okay, why do you have to reach for a guy who's, like, played in the most high-profile conference there is or was in the best possible situation there was? That would seemingly be a guy that if he was genuinely that good, that he should have been a higher draft pick than he was.
It's a fair point. I guess my counterpoint to that would be, we don't know what intel they had that particular guy might be on somebody else's radar. I'll point out that two of the trades up that they made, the one to get Mechie and the one to get Christian Harris, they jumped right in front of the Baltimore Ravens. So maybe they, you know, who knows? Maybe they had some intel that the Ravens were in on Mechie or Christian Harris along the way.
If they're of like mind of the Ravens, who did get Jordan Davis before the Texans, obviously.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's honestly, that is just a devil's advocate. Like, I'm very happy with this draft class right now.
Yeah.
These are very likable dudes for the right reasons, not because, gosh, they seem like nice guys or anything. You just keep hearing the same thing about all these guys, that they're just like football gym rats that just love the game, want to play their ass off, like care about their teammates, like all that stuff that actually matters above and beyond just being a Boy Scout or something. I think they were looking for a certain type. Did you notice when I asked McClain about that yesterday, he completely just ignored what I had said?
A little bit, yes.
He said, that's a good point, Seth, and then said something completely different than what I had been talking about. Yeah.
Well, sorry.
John likes to do that with me. John likes to, like, I like, John likes to not answer my questions at all. But pretend that he's answering them. He'll say, yes, that's a good point, Seth. Now I'm going to talk about something completely different.
I think you've settled into a comfortable spot with it.
It doesn't bother me.
It is like what it is.
I'm just like, all right, there you go.
It is what it is.
Go back to browsing the internet for me.
The last thing, Nick Caserio, I think, has put the Texans in a position where the salary cap is cleaned up. This is a team that's in a very, very good spot moving forward from a salary cap perspective. They're going to have over $100 million in cap space next year. They don't have any really bad contracts they're having to get out of. And, you know, maybe if Tunsil is just an average tackle moving forward because they pushed a bunch of his money into the future, maybe that becomes a contract that's a little painful to move on from at some point. But it's not anything like it was when Nick Caserio took over. It, you had Whitney's contract, and what do we do with David Johnson and some of these other deals, Randall Cobb, some of these other deals that Bill O'Brien had, Zach Cunningham, Nick Martin, that they had given out. So the salary cap looks to be pretty cleaned up. So overall, Seth, I feel like things have turned and are moving in the right direction in the Texans' rebuild.
Yeah, especially
the darkest of days.
The darkest of days. Now, they've spent some money. I mean, they're not... In 2023, they're fifth, sixth for total cap space right now. They're clean. They're like normal. They're normal. They're in a genuinely good position. I always get a little bit nervous when people clear a ton of cap space, because then the natural tendency is to just overspend on a bunch of people and evaporate all that cap space while also like utilizing less judgment. I think Caserio's trying to do a little bit of a slow burn with this and kind of just churn away without going to the extremes on either end.
We'll get to the Rockets after headlines. I do want to point out, you mentioned Caserio. He will join us. His next visit with us is this coming Monday at 7:30. So about this time on Monday. We will be in the midst of our monthly conversation that we have here on the show with Texans GM Nick Caserio.
You know who's not in great cap space for the next couple of years,
who?
Sean? The Cleveland Browns. Who?
No.
And that's before Deshaun's huge dead money year comes at the end of his deal, where he's got like a $55 million cap hit.
Yeah. If he gets suspended next season, like not 2022, if his suspension comes in 2023 and they try to do the same thing with him then that they did for this coming year, where they just gave him a ton of bonus money so that his game checks were really, really small. If they do that again in 2023 for him, they're a mess. Like, they're a corporation where, like, you look at the books, you're like, how do we get out of this thing? Like, he's going to have cap hits of like $60 and $70 million each of those years.
What are we talking about? The team that traded for Deshaun Watson was potentially trading for the chance to become the 2020 Houston Texans.
Yep.
Where you had Deshaun Watson, but no draft picks and not any cap space.
Yep.
And that's what the Browns have, a very, very small tightrope to walk over these next few years. They try to build a team with no draft picks around a guy who's getting paid a whole lot of money.
Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.